on the passenger side.
Flanked by poster board showing a timeline of the shooting, the condemnation of the state's top lawman was absolute.
1 hour, 14 minutes and 8 seconds. That's how long the children waited and the teachers waited in rooms 111 to be rescued. And while they waited, the on-scene commander waited for a radio and rifles. Then he waited for shields. Then he waited for SWAT. Lastly, he waited for a key that was never needed.
According to the timeline, the gunman entered the school around 11:33 a.m.
And here's the door.
It took some 80 minutes before the police entered the classroom and killed the 18-year-old. The screen grab from a security camera shows armed police in a school corridor just minutes after the killer entered.
3 minutes after the subject entered the West Building, there was a sufficient number of armed officers wearing body armor to isolate, distract, and neutralize the subject. The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
Oh, hey again, Chief. Yes.
The command on the ground was Pete Arredondo, the school district's chief of police. He's been giving evidence this week behind closed doors, but neither he nor his lawyers have publicly responded to the latest criticism of his lack of action. And at a school board meeting Monday, parents of the dead and the survivors demanded police accountability.
More angry that they're trying to cover up a lot of things and trying to hold us back from speaking. Also, just that they should have just gone in there and done their job. Basically, they just didn't do their job.
And another parent talks about the impact on her daughter, who survived.
We were asking her questions, how she felt about school, and she just started breaking down because she don't really want to talk about it. It's like she lived through it, and she don't want to relive it. And she is afraid to go back to school. She's just scared if it might happen again.
As yet, there's been no public criticism in the special committee of a law that allowed an 18-year-old to buy an AR-15 assault rifle 3 years before he could legally buy a beer. In the eyes of many who lost loved ones, the law, as much as police inaction, should also be held accountable. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.